Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied to your life. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. We're up to season 6 of the podcast, and this season integrates some of the messages and themes that we've been going through in the various seasons of the podcast. So specifically, we link back to the Starseed season in this season, and we also link back to last season, which was all about earthbound spirits, otherwise known as ghosts. So this season, we are focusing on the modality of spirit releasement therapy. What does spirit releasement therapy have to do with spiritual regression therapy and with ghosts? How is it all interrelated? Well, that's what I hope to demonstrate to you this season. So we have roughly 12 episodes this season, plus one guest interview this season. And what I'm hoping is that this season I can demonstrate to you physically through watching, if you watch YouTube, or listening to the various episodes this season, what I actually mean by spirit releasement therapy, what it has meant for clients, what the historical context is, and why it may be of interest for you. If we start at the fundamentals of it, the things that I want to remind you about is that as human beings, we have always questioned what happens after we die. We've always been afraid of death, and we have looked to religions and different spiritual belief groups to help us navigate and understand this. Last season, you saw the devastating impact that it can happen when you have a fear-based orientation to death and you aren't aware of the fact that you do continue. And what happens to human beings who don't cross the light or the afterlife or whatever it is that you wish to call the place where our soul resides and where the various human-based personalities go to after our incarnation has finished. Like past life regression, age regression, and life between life regressions, I don't think anybody grows up thinking that they're going to be a spirit releasement therapist. But it's one of those things that you fall into based on your own personal life experiences. And it is something that requires, the way that I use spirit releasement therapy, it requires an understanding of and working knowledge of past life regression therapy, age regression therapy, hypnotherapy, and life between lives therapy. I also use my own mediumistic skills and my connections with the angels to be able to do spirit releasement therapy. And for me, this whole season is about understanding that which cannot be seen. For me, it's a way of repaying the kindness that a number of practitioners have shown me by alerting me to and helping me understand the whole context of what a spirit and what an attachment is and how our energy body works, so that I could make major changes in my own life. So if these practitioners had not alerted me to the concept of spirit releasement and helped me identify it in my own life, then I wouldn't be here today doing the things that I am able to do. I would be left with a feeling of desperation and isolation and feeling misunderstood, feeling as though I was blocked in life, cursed, and that people didn't understand me or the struggles that I had been through. To navigate some kind of an invisible force that was not explicable given my upbringing and my circumstances. So I'm not going to go into my own personal situation today. I've talked about it on a couple of other podcasts with Laura Muirhead's podcast, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Life.
And so I went into the clubhouse room and it was a spiritual room. Someone was leading a meditation. And my intention, like I always set my intention, I was like, I'm in here to learn today. I'd really like to learn and connect. And the person who was the host of the clubhouse room said to me, would the person who just stepped into the room please know that this is my room and you are not welcome?
OMG.
I was like, oh, here's another one of those energy things. I think I better get this looked into.
I've talked about it on Chasing Spirituality. It's one of the key indicators is once you release that spirit, that being, you'll have a lot more quiet inside your mind. It's like, for me, the difference is I can now clearly distinguish between myself when my ego talks or the current Katish personality talks and when my higher self talks. And now I can also hear when there are other entities around me. So I can hear the voices of other earthbound spirits who are trying to get my attention. So my clairaudience just went poof, because I could distinguish the subtle nuances in my hearing. Yeah. And it just became a whole lot quieter. It became like I didn't realize I think a lot. And basically for me, it just meant that there was that more like that resting meditative state as part of my normal day, normal everyday experience. And it was a level of silence that I hadn't experienced before. That was lovely.
And I've talked about it on the Past Life Institute, some podcast with Mark Beale. So you can go find the episodes that I've featured on there to get a lowdown on my personal situation. And in the future, I may also release some past life regressions, which gave me further information about my own personal situation. But basically, just as a child who might suffer a childhood illness or injury may often end up becoming a doctor or a surgeon in the area where they experience issues in their lifetime, spirit releasement therapy practitioners often have experienced what their clients have gone through, and they feel profound gratitude for being able to discover the source of what was impacting their energy field, and so they wish to pay it forward. So that's the premise for this season, is this gratitude and this willingness to explain the inexplicable in words that are best suited to me and to my clients, and with the knowledge that you can head to my website at any time, read up on the therapy, and then you can go and read any of the books that I've listed there that are available for purchase on Amazon.com from people in the fields of psychiatry and psychology who have used spirit releasement therapy and written books about it, including clinical case studies. So for people who need that extra level of tangibility and proof from a scientific perspective and from a psychological perspective, you can go and read those books. I've read them myself, highlighted them, and I have found them very beneficial and reassuring. So to continue on, originally at the time I started recording this season, I thought of spirit releasement therapy as a separate module, a separate therapy that people would fill in a form on my website. And then when I read the form and approved it, they would then come in for this particular form of therapy. However, as I've worked more and more with energy of all forms, it's now seamless in all of my sessions. And so people will receive spirit releasement therapy integrated into a soul therapy session. So I just wanted to explain that since the recording of this actual season, I now actually operate differently with my services, and soul therapy incorporates spirit releasement therapy and spiritual regression therapy. It's not a separate modality anymore. So let's get into it. Let's talk about fundamental beliefs with all religions between good and evil and the existence of spirits. So in Islam, we have the jinn. In Christianity, we have demons and devils. And in Buddhism, we have hungry ghosts and hell beings. These are all described as negative entities who have a negative energetic influence on human beings. Now, most of the time, they have this negative energetic influence on human beings who are in the lower astral realms. And the lower astral realms are, for want of a better word, the space between this life and the afterlife that is occupied by energetic beings, animals, and human who have not found the light and gone to the afterlife. So in popular culture, the closest thing I can refer to would be purgatory or hell, except for the fact that the way that popular literature classifies purgatory and hell is a state of being where God has cast you based on your actions in your lifetime. So my understanding of the lower astral realms from my experience with my clients is that it is a place where human beings or animals who have not gone to the light stay until they are ready to go to the light of their own choice. And mostly it's because they had a fright or a traumatic death, or they were afraid of going to hell, not being accepted into heaven, and or their relatives weren't ready to release them, and so their energy pulled them back. So they exist in this state in the lower astral realms where they can be influenced by negative thought forms, negative energies, and other lower astral realm beings. So what's that got to do with living human beings? Well, as you know, we're just energetic beings, and we have the emotional body, the physical body, the mental body, and the causal body. And this is all just energy. And so our energy can be influenced by other energy forms. And spirit releasement therapy is all about removing energy forms from your energy body that is not your own. So what we're doing is removing anything that might be in the emotional body, the mental body, and the physical body, and releasing that energy back to source so that you have your own physical boundaries. So historically, and I'll go into this further, historically, we have talked about spirit releasement in the forms of religious context, and all traditions have their own ways of removing negative influences from human beings. So we have millions and millions of movies about this. We have the whole voodoo culture has its own intensive spirit removal process. In Christianity, we have our own forms of spirit removal as well. So traditionally, there have been three methods of removing energy that is not your own from your body. There's the physical expulsion, a transfer of the energy from human being to animal, and exorcism, which is driving spirit out by prayer, ritual, and inciting negatively the entity that is occupying. The Anglican term for this is called deliverance, but the Catholic Church calls this exorcism. And the more modern approach is called spirit release or spirit releasement therapy. And it comes from a couple of different traditions. So basically, it's come from the traditions of psychology and psychiatry, are blended with hypnotherapy. So basically what we are dealing with is the question that has been posed by a number of different practitioners over history, which says, what is influencing this person's ability to function, to make decisions, to control their emotions? And we talk about this a lot in our own language in terms of some of the ways that we express things like, oh, she was, what you might say, what possessed her to do that? And so one of the things that we need to think about and become aware of is our thoughts and our emotions and understanding what's our own emotions and what are our own thoughts and those of others. So you will have heard over the, at least 5 years I've been talking about now, really discerning and understanding empathic abilities, whether you're absorbing the emotions of others, the thoughts of others, whether the thoughts that you have in your mind are actually your own thoughts, whether they're the thoughts of your family, whether they're the thoughts of somebody else, whether the thoughts of your culture, your nation, where do those thoughts originate from? Because thoughts and emotions are like clouds. They should just go past. But we get into trouble with our body if the thoughts stick to us and they can manifest into dis-ease. And anybody that's ever dealt with somebody who's got depression or has been diagnosed by a psychiatrist with some kind of a emotional or mental disorder understands how much your mental health can impact upon your life. And here's a couple of examples. What is your body holding that doesn't belong to you?
Emotions.
Emotions, darling. Okay, and what emotion would that be?
I got fear.
Can you actually notice any images, faces or forms or sounds or voices or emotions that is attached to this feeling in your jaw?
Anxiety.
Anxiety, okay.
Yes.
And if this anxiety could talk, what would it say?
That I need to calm down.
Okay.
And breathe.
So spirit releasement therapy was developed as a way of, I guess, explaining the unexplainable and to answer some questions which were unable to be answered by modern medicine and modern psychology and psychiatry and anthropology, which said a patient is experiencing physical symptoms such as illness, injury, or soreness, which have no logical reason that they should exist. Or they maybe are experiencing mental symptoms like anxiety, panic attacks, and suicidal tendencies, which are also inexplicable to the client's normal behavior patterns. The person also may be feeling blocked or cursed without having a reason or logic behind this feeling of blocked or cursedness, and they just basically want to live the life of a normal human being without these restrictions. It's basically when people would look at this person and they would say they're doing all the work, they're doing all the requirements for whatever it is, but they're still not achieving what it is in their life, or you know, they just can't move beyond something. What is holding them back? What is blocking them? What is influencing them to not be their best self? So that is the next component of that. And the difference between spirit releasement therapy and exorcism or deliverance is that there's no religious basis to it. It is basically also working on the premise that all energy comes from a source and therefore is light filled. So it's a non-violent form of communicating to remove energy that doesn't belong to you, basically. And there are four categories of entities who can be either attached to you or can possess you. So the first is thoughts and emotions, as I've mentioned, and they can be thoughts and emotions of yourself that have manifested into physical symptoms because they were negative and carry great weight to them, or they can be thoughts and emotions of others. They can be an aspect of somebody else's mentality. So We talk a lot about how thoughts carry weight, because if you say something negative about a person out loud, it can send a psychic imprint that can pierce the aura of the person that you were talking about negatively. When you pierce the aura, you allow other negative emotions to come in because that's a vibratory match. And so you can pick up the negative energy of a place that you attend, for example. Once you have a pit hole in your aura, then you are more liable to taking on the emotions of others as well. So, for example, sometimes we say to somebody who might be sick, oh, I wish I could help you clear this illness. I wish I could take on some of your suffering. I wish I could do that for you. And what happens is that you're actually psychically transferring that wish from them to you, and you're bearing the load or carrying their energy for them. So that's the first category. The second category is an earthbound spirit, which can be two subcategories of human or animal. And so this is a spirit who has died and not gone to the light.
So I'm going to directly address now the being that is in your back. So hello, spirit, I see you, Isaiah sees you, and we come in peace. You are in Isaiah's body right now. My name is Katish, and I am here to talk to you today to find out your story. So if we can start with a question, you have nothing to be afraid of. I'm here to help you. Can we start with, are you a male or female?
Male.
Male, okay. And may we please know your name? Just your first name is fine.
Oh, it's weird. Ludovic. It's a French name.
Ludovic. And what year is it for you, darling?
Something like 1400 something. 1462.
But there's also one more category, which is the unborn. So a fetus that did not get born and then clung to the parent. So the fetus may have been aborted, or the fetus may have just been involved in a termination of pregnancy, meaning they were viable and then naturally the mother miscarried. If the fetus, the soul that was trying to come into that fetus, into that lifetime and have a life, is really attached to the fact that they wanted to come into this family and this lifetime, then they can actually stay spiritually attached to that parent and they form an attachment. The third category is ET, so extraterrestrials, if that's the word that you wish to use. And basically, we're just talking about energy forms that have a life on non-Earth locations. And there are a number of different categories within that subcategory. And you'll see through the examples this season that these include past life family, a benevolent experiment, and a malevolent experiment, or a invited attachment, consciously or subconsciously.
Okay, yeah, I think that Archangel Michael, can you confirm, is that a device in her back?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. This device belongs to a being, and I would like to invite the being who planted this device to come forward and claim their device now, please. Could you please come forward, galactic being, and make yourself known to me right now? My name is Katish, and you have implanted a device into Katie Carey, whom I'm sure you're under a different name and at a different time. So if you could please let me know, I'm here as a benevolent being, who you are and what colour the light is where you come from.
I'm Vanderella, and it's orange.
So I know a lot of theory at the moment, but you'll understand this as the season goes on. The final category is what we call dark force entities. According to Mark Beale from the Past Life Institute, a dark force entity is a non-human energy form that has never been incarnated that is has absorbed a lot of negative energy. So an example would be a demonic being, which is supposedly one of Lucifer's minions, a negative thought form or negative emotion that has swirled enough and created enough energy to exist. It can be in the Buddhist tradition, it can be called a hungry ghost. And these are other forms that can be attached to a person. Depending upon the experiences and the vibration that the person is resonating at. And quite often a person can have a dark force entity attached to them because they have a nested attachment. And a nested attachment means that they get an earthbound spirit attached, and then that earthbound spirit has been carrying with them a dark force entity. So you can get a dark force entity attachment accidentally by default of when a earthbound spirit attaches to you. So a little bit of information for you there. But basically what's happening is that your body, your aura has these extra spirits attached to it, and they can firstly drain your life force and energy, secondly influence your emotions, your thoughts, your preferences, right? From food preferences to smoking, alcohol, drug taking, through to the form of possession whereby they can control your life and make you do things that you don't want to do. I guess the classic possession examples would be that we are culturally aware of is in, for example, Russell Crowe's current movie, The Pope's Exorcist, where you can see, well, I haven't watched the movie, I watched the shorts, but I've watched the documentary, which actually goes into scenes and shows you scenes of the Pope's, the real gentleman who's actually died now, but his attempts to exorcise demons or so-called demons from human beings. Exorcism is a very violent form of removal, and it doesn't recognize that all beings are energetically light at their core. And I guess the difference between all of this is that spirit releasement therapy recognizes that at its core, everything comes from source and therefore has light. So what you'll be learning about in this season is the way that we approach this, which is basically identify that an attachment exists, confirm it exists. We want to talk to the entity, release it. And then after that, we have to do the post-releasement work. Now, in this season, you're not going to get to experience any of the post-releasement work because a number of the people who signed up for this season were just doing one session with me, and then it was up to them to identify whether they wanted to continue and do additional work. Whereas now I don't allow people to come for one session only. They have to come for a minimum of a month so that they definitely 100%, I can assure them that they have got the post-therapy work integrated into their healing. All the participants on this season did receive post-therapy in the form of 5 audio healing tracks that they received. But basically, what we need to do after we release the spirit is we need to heal the grief and emotions that were associated with that attached entity. They can become so integral and part of you that it feels like a loss or a grief when they let go. So there's that healing. Healing the vulnerability. Why were you vulnerable to that attachment in the first place? What is it that happened? And a lot of spirit releasement sessions, we identify that the attachments are from past lives. So this is a little mind-boggling, but basically the entities who are usually human beings have identified and they know your blueprint, soul blueprint, your energy. And so once you go up and cross over to the light and reincarnate again, they attach to your new reincarnation. So the main thing is also we need to learn boundaries and self-protection mechanisms so that we don't become vulnerable to attachments. And we have the lovely Tina Irwin coming in at the very end of the season to teach about protection and how you can protect your aura. And then obviously the fourth part of spirit releasement therapy is to take your mindset from fear of attachment and disgust about attachment and I guess embarrassment or shame that you may have had a spirit attachment to understanding and compassion and just seeing it as a spiritual lesson. So a lot of talking there, and it's one of those topics that I think pretty much you have to either see to believe, or listen to believe, or have an experience yourself. So I hope you find this season fascinating. I hope it challenges your notions of who you are and what your energy is, what your thoughts are, and what your emotions are, so that you become more aware of energetic boundaries and who you are, what you actually think, what you actually believe, and really standing in your spiritual sovereignty so that you can't be influenced by other people. I hope it also makes you think twice about indulging in recreational drugs of any form, about altering your state of consciousness in any way, shape, or form without suitable protection, and also about channeling that knowing verified who you are channeling and whether they are who they seem to be, and to highly recommend that you put down that next cigarette or alcoholic beverage. My wish for you is that you become present to who you are in the here and now, that you become solid and strong by knowing who you are and reducing the influence that other people have over you so that you live your life in a powerful way. If you have any questions, and I'm sure there are bound to be loads of questions, please head to my social media. Facebook's probably the easiest. You can send me a question. You can watch the case studies, and you can also subscribe to receive the 5 free audio meditations where you can do this process yourself to check to see if you do have a spirit attached and to release it yourself. At the end of the day, it's all about awareness and understanding of your energy and being able to use your own tools yourself to help yourself. So I hope this is an inspiring season, and I would really like to thank all of the people who participated in this season, and know that from now on, the rest of the seasons from this year that are coming up, spirit releasement will be conducted integrally in each session, if and when it needs to, if it arises. And you'll see how this becomes integral in the next couple of seasons that have already been recorded up until Christmas time. So once again, thank you very much for listening, and I can't wait to share the episodes over the next 12 weeks. Namaste. Thank you. Are you feeling weighed down by negative energy that doesn't feel like your own? Are you struggling to move forward in life despite your best efforts? Hi, I'm Katish Haberfield, and as a spirit releasement therapist, I can help you release those attachments and reclaim your power. Whether it's a past life connection, a spiritual entity, or an emotional cord, I can help you identify and release those energies that are holding you back. Book with me today and start living the life you deserve. Visit katish.com for more information.